That was La Danza by Rossini. Joseph Kalea, our tenor there. Welcome back to the Jukebox. I have a very special guest, a celebrity chef, international celebrity chef and executive producer on the line to bring his passion for food, travel, and adventure to millions of homes. He had a worldwide hit television program and spin-off shows that he maintains to this day. It's Chef Rocco, David Rocco. Welcome to the Classical Jukebox.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Welcome. Yeah, doing terrific. And I'm so excited about your upcoming event, a combination of music, food, and a very worthwhile cause. Tell us a little bit about your background, some of the best-selling cookbooks you've released, and growing up, and when you decided, you know, that food was going to be your destiny.
Well, that's a great question. It's one of those things that food and family have been part of my entire life, especially being the son of an Italian immigrant or immigrants, you know, the importance of sitting at the table and really celebrating, you know, that Sunday lunch and being all together. I mean, those are some of my fondest memories. So getting into, you know, the food space, so to speak, is kind of something that I feel I've always been in. Some of my earliest and fondest memories are, you know, sneaking up on my mom as she makes, you know, Sunday, you know, meatballs and sauce and kind of stealing, one of them. And, you know, all those wonderful, very visceral kind of moments of my childhood that I think really gave me the foundation and the passion to allow me to pursue my dream, which was really food and travel. So I've been very blessed, absolutely.
Oh, those scents. I remember when I lived in Rome for a little bit, those scents emanating, you know, into the trattorias, that homemade touch. Yes. Dolce vita.
And that's powerful.
Right. It's really interesting because part of it is just the quality, the freshness of the ingredients that come into this food. I remember when I had some master classes on how to cook Italian food, it was always fine when there was one Italian chef in the room. But as soon as two Italian chefs came in, they started arguing, no, that's not the way you make tiramisu.
Isn't that wonderful? Food is powerful.
Passionate. Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I feel blessed. And also being able to use food to help causes and be involved with the upcoming event with SOS Children's Villages Canada, June 6th.
Yes. Tell us a little bit about the foundation. How did you end up collaborating with SOS Villages Canada and the importance it has for children around the world?
Well, I mean, I'm a father of three. I have three incredible kids. And I think, you know, it's a combination of understanding, you know, it takes a village, like, to bring up children.
Yes.
It really takes a lot of, you know, work and effort and community. And, you know, SOS Children's Villages, for 75 years, the charity was started to help children around the world. And then, you know, 55 years ago, SOS Children's Villages Canada was created. And, you know, there's an estimated 220 million children, one in 10 of the world, grow up without loving care, basic necessities. And, you know, let's face it, children are the future. And as parents, we all know, you know, how much effort goes into it. So it's a great charity that, you know, strengthens families, provides loving homes, educate empowering children, and really protecting, you know, and providing children with life-saving aid. So, and it's a global charity.
Right. 75 years in existence,
amazing.
55 in Canada alone, and the stats are just astounding. Just in Namibia, supporting 2,100 people yearly, Ethiopia, hotspots all throughout the world, child-friendly spaces set up in Colombia that benefit 300 children daily with thousands, tens of thousands of nutritional meals there. Stunning. Just when I look over all the stats, how effective they are in reaching the corners of our earth where they, you know, children really need that feeling of love and feel like they belong to something.
Absolutely. And I've been blessed with my career traveling all over the world throughout Africa, Ethiopia, Kenya, and, you know, Southeast Asia. And really, you see the need and how. I mean, it's the old saying, you know, it takes a village to really help bring up children, you know. And my wife would always say it because we had twin daughters, the love and support with our immediate family and our neighbors helping out. And that really speaks, you know, for the global community and the need for all of us to pitch in and help out.
Well, let's get to that exciting event, A Seat at the Table, that's coming up June 6th at 7 p.m. at the Bellagio Boutique Event Venue. That's in Vaughan. You can find out information at soschildrensvillages.ca and click on events there. That's soschildrensvillages.ca, both plurals there, and click on events. Tell us a little bit about the excitement. Of course, you're going to be in your star role as Master Chef hors d'oeuvre. I'm just whetting my appetite looking at this dinner. Wow.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun evening, all for a good cause. And, you know, it's really about the community coming together over food and the power of food and sitting at the table together. You know, hence Seat at the Table. It's just such a great name, and the power of food to build community, to give comfort for children, families. And, you know, now yes. It's so important with, you know, our cell phones and our social media and our distractions and really not having this connection with each other. So this is an opportunity where, you know, we even designed the menu where it's family style, and, you know, our hors d'oeuvres is really a tribute to my travels, the great work of SOS Children's Villages Canada Global. So we have some really fun global foods, you know, like, you know, samosas and different kind of. Some really, you know.
Kind of diverse. Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
Right. Nice.
We wanted to create something, you know, pakoras and all the rest of it. And of course, some arancini because we're Italian. But, yeah. You know, the whole evening is about celebrating family and children, and my children will be there. So we also have an opportunity even to hear firsthand the amazing work of SOS Children's Villages Canada with, you know, a guest. Her name is Regina, and she basically was abandoned, you know, before her first birthday. You know, a baby left outside in a hospital. And, through SOS Villages, she has been given this opportunity. And today she is pursuing a graduate degree at the University of Saskatchewan.
Ah, just beautiful.
Yeah.
And she'll be there at the event.
She'll be there.
Just amazing.
Absolutely.
Ah, what a stunning story. Well, I see you also have music covered and an internationally renowned professional cabaret, theater, arts, dance partners there, Carlos and Sophia, as well as Sophia Spielberg, professional violin artist. So you've covered all bases here with just an astounding menu, stories, emotions shared. Check it out at soschildrensvillages.ca. David, thank you so much for joining us here.
Thank you.
Supporting this very worthwhile cause. I hope you have a full house there, absolutely deserved for a stunning menu like this one from, as you mentioned, the bocconcini, and wow, that house-made coconut panna cotta is going to be out of this world as well. Good luck, David. Good luck to you and your team. Thanks for joining us here on the Jukebox.
Thank you.
And now some Pavarotti.